Today's daf is Vachem Daf Pehe, and we are three lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Chavim Miriam Bas Malka Freida and Shloima Ben Chaya Leah. So we're moving along in the very beginning of Perek HaMizbeach Mekadesh, which of course is one of the prokim in Seder Kachem with the Hei Ayidia, deals primarily with the laws of Im'alu Layerdu, which is one of the themes that underpins, literally, the entire Zvachim, Menaches, even Bechairus and Temura Me'ila, literally, one of the big foundational principles of the entire Teiras Kayanim. And on that note, another very classic daf. Zok de Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Hashoichet Behemo Balaylo Bifnin. If somebody would check a Behemo at night inside the Azar. So, Shoichet Behemo, so far so good. Balaylo, that's very bad, because Avoida has to be during the day. Bifnim, that's good. So really, he shechted the behema bifnim, that was a good thing. The problem is he did a balaylo. Vehelo bachot, and afterwards, he would take the emurim of that animal, and he would be mailed outside of the azara. Chayev, the halacha is that he would be chayev for halas chutz. So the background to Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is something that of course we know, and that is that avoida had to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, couldn't be done outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ad kedei kach, if somebody would be sheichet or maila bachutz, not only is he being over a loisase in the Torah, but it's from the isurim hachamurim, he would be chayev karz. Now, one of the basic tenets of hakrovas chutz is that the Torah says, if you have a carbon, you're supposed to be makrivit b'fnit. If you now go and you're makrivit bachutz, you're not doing what you were supposed to do. And it's for that reason you're over the lav. It's for that reason you're going to be chayiv karas. In the words of the Torah, ve'al pesach oyel moyed lo yehviya. You were supposed to have brought it to the pesach of the oyel moyed. You were supposed to have done the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, but you did not do it there. And it's for that reason you're going to be chayiv. From there, Chazal learned that if somebody would be sheichet or mailo, an animal, bachutz, that was such that if he wanted to do the avodah b'fnim, he would not have been allowed to. He would not be over the iser of shoychet v'amayim. Stating that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Echidish. If somebody shechts a behema balayla b'fnim, and he's maila de'emur b'chutz, he's going to be chayev. Why is it a chidish? Because if someone's shechet a behema balayla b'fnim, those emurim right now are apostle. And being that those emurim are apostle, so it's for that reason, it's not roy anymore el pesach oyel moed. And if that's the case, you would think that you should not be able to be maila it bachutz, or that if you're mailet bachutz, you shouldn't be chayiv. Kamash molon Rabbi Yochanan, that the halach is that you're still going to be chayiv. Now Rashi speaks out, it's the last Rashi on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, that we had in yesterday's daf a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon whether or not if someone shechts an animal bachutz and then the emurim go on the mizbeach, imolu yerdu or imolu lo yerdu. Rabbi Shimon said imolu lo yerdu. Rabbi Yehuda said there's three miyutim in the Torah where the Torah talks about hamizbeach mekadesh, and we learn from there prat l'shenishchata balaylo v'shenishpach dama v'sheyatz adama chutz l'klam. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if somebody shechts an animal balaylo, the halach is that it's going be in olu yerdu. And Rashi speaks out that when Rabbi Yochanan said that Ashoichet behema balaylo b'fnim behel b'chutz chayiv, it's not only true aliba de Rabbi Shimon where the halach is in olu lo yerdu, it's true even according to Rabbi Yehuda with halach is in olu yerdu. Pirish l'perushai. That's poshit, says Rashi, according to Rabbi Shimon, that although Ashoichet balaylo b'fnim is a shechita psula, and as a result, there's no din now lechatchila to be makter those imurim. But being that im olu lo yerdu, there is a parasha of aktaras psulim, so it's included in vel pesach oyomoy lo yviet, and it's for that reason the halacha is you would be chayiv. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, however, says Rashi, who holds that if someone's shoychet balayla b'fnim, the halach is, not only is there no haktara k'shera, but even in olu yerdu. So there it's mamish not v'al pesach al yomay lo yivyanu, afilu hachi om Rabbi Yochanan chayef. Now, what's the reason? Now, Bishloima, if Rabbi Yochanan was only saying this halacha, leave it to Rabbi Shimon. So you can tell me the reason you chayev is because it's no different than any other halachos. I vel pesach oyo moyo loyo vienu. On some level, it is shayech to el pesach oyo moyed, albeit in malula yerdudik. But if you're telling me that the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan is true, afilu al libe de Rabbi Yehuda who holds a malu yerdu, so it's mamish not conforming with the rules and regulations of what needs to be checked off in order to be shayach to the parish of Allah Aschutz. So why then are you going to be chayef? So Rabbi Yochanan continued and Rabbi Yochanan explained. He said, I'll tell you why. Because like the hey, p'chusa mishoychet b'chutz or maila b'chutz. Because it's impossible that hashoychet b'layla b'fnin should be any worse than hashoychet b'chutz. What does this mean? So for this also, really, we have to know a sugya in Perek v'hashoychet v'maila. Rashi gives it a shout out. But the Gemara learns from a pasuk that if somebody would shecht an animal b'chutz and then he would be maila, the imurim of that animal b'chutz, the halach is he would be chayef. Why is it a chiddush? Because if you shecht b'chutz, it's definitely not roi l'fnim, so you're not conforming with el pesach o yomari lo yivienu. Afilu hachi, based on a drasha, a ribuy in the parasha, we learn that if someone's sheichet and then maila, those same emurim, that same animal, you're going to be chayef. Once I know that a sheichet b'chutz, umayla b'chutz is chayef, said Rabbi Yochanan, b'toiras kolshkein, almost like a kal v'chomer, it's inevitable, it's not possible that if somebody would be sheichet behema b'layla b'fnim v'hela b'chutz, that you wouldn't be chayef. Like, te p'chusa m'sheichet b'chutz umayla b'chutz. Because what's worse, said Rabbi Yochanan, if someone's sheichet b'chutz or if someone's sheichet b'layla b'fnim? For sure, if someone's sheichet b'chutz. And if someone's sheichet b'chutz v'hela b'chutz is chayef, if someone's sheichet b'fnim b'layla v'hela b'chutz, he has to be chayev as well. But the Gemara asks a kasha. What's Rabbi Chiya Barabin? Rabbi Chiya Barabin asked from a Mishnah, the Kamon, Daf Kuf Yod Aleph Amid Aleph, Hashoichet Oif b'fnim, if somebody would shecht an oif b'fnim, u'maylo b'chutz, and it would be maylo b'chutz, potter, he would be potter. Shoichet oif b'fnim is a problem. Why? Because he's supposed to do not shechita with a knife, he's supposed to do malika with a knife. So if somebody shechts an oif b'fnim, the shechita is obviously a shechita psula. So if you're maylo b'chutz, you're going to be potter. Shochet b'chutz and maylo b'chutz. Stating that, if somebody would shecht an oif b'chutz and be maylo b'chutz, he would be chayef. Now that's like a double chiddush. If somebody shechts an oif b'chutz and he's maylo b'chutz, he's chayef. Number one, why you chayef? If the shechita was b'chutz, it's the El Pesach El Moyed Lo Yevienu, right? You had no option to bring it into the El Moyed. So why should you be chayev? But this is like a reyesa b'toich reyesa. Because over here, you didn't even do the right avodah with the animal. Because you were supposed to have done a malika, b'fnim, and you ended up doing a shechita. So there were two issues. Number one, it was shechita, not malika. Number two, it was b'chutz, it was not b'fnim. But here too, based on a drasha, and Rashi quotes what the drasha is, Chazal darshan, that if somebody would shecht an oif b'chutz, and he would be ma'il b'chutz, he would be chay. But bottom line, Mosef Rabbi Chiya Barabin to Rabbi Yochanan. If someone shechts an oif b'chutz, and he's ma'il b'chutz, he's going to be chay. Yet if someone shechts an oif b'fnim, and he's Mailot Bachutz, he's going to be Potter. Said Rabbi Chiya Barabin, according to your methodology, Rabbi Yochanan, what's worse? If someone shechts an oif b'chutz, or if somebody shechts an oif b'fnim? Of course, if somebody shechts an oif b'chutz. Yet, it's a Mefurish Mishnah, that if somebody shechts an oif b'chutz, and he's ma'il b'chutz, he's chayiv. But if somebody shechts an oif b'fnim, and he's ma'il b'chutz, he's going to be potter, which undermines your svar of lo yitei p'chusim, mishtoichet b'chutz, ma'il b'chutz. Rabbi Yochanan said, ha'shoichet behema b'layla. B'fnim v'al b'chutz is chayev kal v'choymer from ha'shoichet b'chutz v'mayla b'chutz. Moser Rabbi Chiya Barabin, if your kal v'choymer is right, this Mishnah toichiach, because you see clearly ha'shoichet oif b'fnim v'mayla b'chutz is pater, despite the fact that ha'shoichet oif b'chutz v'mayla b'chutz is going to be chayev. And the Gemara says two terutzim. And the first terutz is an easy terutz, tiyufta and a chanami. There is no terutz. It's checkmate. Rabbi Yochanan is absolutely positively afkefrek from a mefurish Mishnah. Iba is the same thing Gemara says. Alternatively, meaning like the first terutz, meaning the Ikka Teretz is Tjufta. But if you want to try to make it work, Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, I could always tell you, Shechita sa oif b'fnim miktol katle. It could be shechting an oif b'fnim is worse than shechting a behema balayla b'fnim. What's the svara? The svara is when you shecht an oif b'fnim, you didn't even kill it in the way that the Torah prescribed that you're supposed to kill it. It's like you put a bullet in its head. Miktol katle. It's just literally killing it. That's poshit if you would take an animal that's kachin and you would be miktol katle and you would want to be maila de murim now b'chutz, you wouldn't be over the Isra al-Azchutz. because you didn't even do the avoda that's machsher this animal right now for the future avodas. A mittel katle diga avoda for sure is exempt from val pesach ha'yomoy lo yivieno. As opposed to if somebody shechta behema balayla over there, even though the shechita was a shechita psula, ob it was a shechita, it's not a mittel katle. You killed it in the way that you're supposed to kill such an animal. And being that you killed it in the way that you're supposed to kill such an animal, over there the halacha would be that yeshayach val pesach ha'yomoy lo yivieno. And with a kalvachoyim of leite pchus and mishaychet pachutz and mailu pachutz, you're going to be chayev. So the Gemara says, first part of the daf, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hashaychet behema balayla b'fnim behala b'chutz chayev. Why is it a chiddush? Because the rule that governs hashaychet v'mailu b'chutz is v'alpesach v'amoy lo yivienu. And over here you didn't have the option to be maile it b'fnim because the shechita was a shechita psula. Stating that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, based on the kalvachoyim, leite pchus and mishaychet b'chutz and mailu b'chutz, if over there you're going to be chayev, you have to be chayev here as well. Masav Rabbi Barabin, it's connected to Mefurish Mishnah, because the Mishnah says hashaychet oif b'fnim b'mailu b'chutz pater, even though shachet b'chutz and mailu b'chutz is chayev. L'chari have the same svar loyte pchus and mishaychet b'chutz and mailu b'chutz, and the Gemara says two terutzim. Iba yisema tiyufta, iba yisema. It could be shchitas oif b'fnim is no shaychis, as opposed to shchitas behema balayla. That of course is shaychis. In order to be chayev alas chutz, it can't be a miktol katle. You can't have no shaychis. You have to have shaychis. You don't have to be mamish for pesach oy moy leviyano because I have the kavuchim loyte pchus and mishaychet b'chutz and mailu b'chutz. But shaychis, that you have to have. Either way, we now turn our attention to the next part of the daf, and really these next few words that we're going to learn now, we saw already at the very, very beginning of the parak, Le'il daf pei gimel amid beis. It was literally the first gemara, parak mizbech mekadesh, and it's from the Greis of Verta over here in the sugya of Amizbech Mekadosh. Zok the Gemara. Omar Ula. Ula said, Emur kachem kalin. Shehelon lifnei zrikas domim lo yerdu nasu lachmoy shal Mizbech. If a kohen would take the emurim of kachem kalin, he would put it on the Mizbech. He wasn't makter it yet, but he put it on the Mizbech. He did it before zrika lo yerdu. And the reason is because it becomes lachmoy shal Mizbech. So, a couple of things. First of all, emurim went on the mizbeach, and then from the mizbeach it went into the fire. But first, you had to be matter the emurim to be able to go on the mizbeach, and it was the zrika that was matter. So the fact that these emurim went on the mizbeach, lefnei zrikas damim, that's where there's a reyesa, that's where something was done improperly in this case. Ula said that if you would take the emurim, you would put them on the mizbech of nezrikas damim, even though you would think, get them right down, because they're not mutter yet to go on the mizbech. You need the zrika to be matterit. Nasu lach mishal mizbech, that's a very fancy way of saying mizbech mekadesh, and it's for that reason, lo yerd. But notice how Ula said, emuri kachem kalim. He said it specifically with regards to kachem kalim, as opposed to kachi kadasha. Now, that's pashit. If emuri kachim kalim, shel lifnei zrikas damim lo yerdu, then emuri kachi kadasha would also be lo yerdu. The reason Ula is saying kachim kalim is lirevusa. He wants you to know that this chiddush is not only true for kachi kadasha, it's true for kachim kalim as well. So why would there be a chilek in svara between kachi kadasha and kachim kalim? The reason is because kachi kadasha we know is called kachi Hashem. Kachim Kalim, we know, is not called Kachi Hashem. Where this is very, very negeya is in the sugya of Mi'ilo. We know that a person is not allowed to be Mo'il by Hektish. If you know a little bit more, you know that it's not all Hektish that you're not allowed to be Mo'il from. It's only Hektish that we deem to belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it's Kachi Hashem, that's when there's a Nisim Mi'ilo. Where it's not Kachi Hashem, there's no Nisim Mi'ilo. Super high level, Kachi Kadashim is always considered Kachi Hashem. Kachim Kalim is not considered Kachi Hashem. Stating that, there are times that Kachi Kadashim becomes not Kachi Hashem, and there are times that Kachi Kalim becomes Kachi Hashem. So, for example, Basar Chatos Lachas Riko, being that it's Nechel Zichrikuna, is no longer considered Kachi Hashem, and as a result, it's not subject to Me'ilah. Kachim Kalim's Emurim Lachas Riko, where they have a din to go on the Mizbech. Oh, now it belongs to Hashem. You're serving it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now that Kachim Kalim does have a din of Kachi Hashem. Ula is saying that Emuri Kachim Kalim Chalif Nezrikas Domim, even though it's not Kachi Hashem. If it's not Kachi Hashem, it's not Shayach Bechlal to the Mizbech. Kachi Kadashim wakes up in the morning as Kodshei Hashem, even Lifnei Zrika. You need to do a Maisa Zrika to be moderate, to actually be able to do the Haktara. But Mitzad Kedushasai, it has the Kedusha that it needs. It has the requisite sanctity to have a din to be able to go on the Mizbeach. So it's not such a chiddush that if you put it on the Mizbeach, Lifnei Zrika, even though you didn't do the Zrika on Materis, that the din is going to be Layerdu, Nasulach Mishal Mizbeach. But Emurim Kachem Kalim, where it's chaser not just a maisa matter, it's chaser the ikur kedusha, the ikur sanctity that it needs to have a din to even be shayach to the mizbech. Afilu hachi, amarula, emurim kachem kalim shalom lifnei zrikas davar lo yerdu nasu lachmin shalom mizbech. Amar Rab Zeira commented on what Ula said. He said, afan anami tanino, I have a raya from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says shenishpach damav shiyasa damav chutz l'kla. Now this Mishnah is a Mishnah, it's also a Braisa, it was very much Daf Pe Dalet. It was a machloikis between Reb Yudin and Reb Shimon regarding three types of psulim, whether we say him alu yerdu or him alu lo yerdu. Reb Shimon says all the psulim, right, kol shal psulim b'kodesh, the halach is always going to be him alu lo yerdu. Reb Yehuda says there's three examples of psulim b'kodesh with the halach is him alu yerdu. Shenishchata balayla, which we spoke about a second ago, v'shenishbach dama, v'sheyotza dama chutz l'kot. But two of the three, where Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon debate whether alu yerdu, alu lo yerdu, is regarding shenishbach dama, v'sheyotza dama chutz l'kot. So we're going to focus now on Shitas Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Zeira's Iker Raya, we'll see what the Rishayim speak out in a minute, but the Iker Raya, you learn the Gemara on the simplest level, Rabbi Zeira is proving from Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says, shenishbach dama, v'sheyotza dama chutz l'kot, if the Kohen would go to try to do a Zrika now with the dam that was Nishbach, or the dam that was Yatzah Chutz L'Klam, would he have dam to do Zrika with? Of course not. Why not? Because the dam is puzzle. Yet, Amrit dem alu lo yerdu, da loch zem alu yerdu, hach over here dem bal lizrik zoyrik. Over here, where if he wanted to do this Zrika, he could do this Zrika. And we're in Kachem Kalm, Shalom Lifnei Zrika, Zama just means he didn't do this Zrika yet. But if you want to go do this Zrika, of course he'd be able to do this Zrika. Then certainly, like Kol Shkein, da loch should be in alu lo yerdu. In other words, Reb Zeira said like this. Reb Shimon holds, shenishbach dama, v'sheyatza dama chutz l'klam, da loch zem alu lo yerdu. In that case, did you do this Zrika? Did you not do this Zrika? Of course you didn't do this Zrika. Because even if you did the Zrika, it's not a Zrika. Shenishbach dama, v'sheyatza dama chutz l'klam, what kind of Zrika would that be? So obviously, you didn't do the Zrika. V'oid, even if you wanted to do the Zrika, you couldn't do the Zrika. So says Reb Zeira, what do I see from here? Number one, I see Ula's halacha. That if you put a murim on the mizbeach lifnei Zrika, the din would be a malu lo yerdo. Where do I see that? Shenishbach dama, v'sheyatza dama chutz l'klam. Because in that case, it's Lifnei Zrika. Not even worse than that. But Bechlam Asayimana, you for sure didn't do a Zrika. Now, it's a Kol Shekein. Because over the year, not only didn't I do a Zrika, I don't even have the option to do a Zrika. So, my Raya, my Anfana Nami Tanina is a Kal V'chomer. It works with the first of the Yud Gemul Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Pem. So, I'm Rab Zeira said, I'll prove Ula Zalacha from the fact that Rab Shimon Holt, Shenishbach Dama, V'sheyatza Dama Chutz L'Kloin, that im alu lo yerdu, so certainly a murim kachem kalim lifnei zrika is going to be im alu lo yerdu. Right again, ma hasem madach over there. The imbal is right. Where if you wanted to do this zrika, ein loy lizraik, you wouldn't be able to. Amrit still, what did Reb Shimon say? Im alu lo yerdu. Hach over here in Ula's case. The imbal is reik zayrik. If you wanted to do this zrika, you could do this zrika. Like Kol Shekein, certainly the halacha would be im alu lo yerdu. The Shita Mekubetza says that from the simple reading of the Gemara, it sounds like the Gemara's raya is from Reb Shimon, clearly, right? Uma hasam dimbo lizrik imlay lizrik amrit amal loyer. That's why we read it a second time to bring out that point. The Gemara is clearly asking for Reb Shimon Shita, who holds shenishbach dama v'shenyatza dama chutz l'kloim dalachism alu loyer. So it sounds a little bit like the raya is from Reb Shimon, but the Shita Mekubetzes and Tosfos says in the beginning of the parak also that it's not muchach that the raya is only for Reb Shimon. Meaning, even though the Gemara is saying it for Reb Shimon, but really, klapei shmaya galya could be the raya alivit Reb Yehuda as well. And the reason is, because even though Reb Yehuda holds, shenishbach dama v'sheyatza dama chutz l'klam da'alach zamalu yerdu, it could be that's because imbal lizroik ein loy lizroik. Meaning, the raya is for Reb Shimon. That's the raya. You want a raya, the raya is for Reb Shimon. If Reb Shimon holds imbalu lo yerdu there, Kol Shekein, he would have told him alu yerdu over here. But it could be that Ula's halacha is true, even alu b'Rabbi Yehuda. Araya for Rabbi Yehuda hot menish. But araya for Rabbi Shimon hot men zecher. And that's the Shita Mekubet says, and that's Tosfos Zehara. Because it could be that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Shenishpach Dom, if Shiyasa Dom Chutz L'Klom, it's Am Alu Yerdu, it's not because of the fact that it's Lifnei Zrika. If anything, it's Mashma. The fact that it's Lifnei Zrika in and of itself doesn't bother me. It's the fact that there's a psul in the dam, and Paul Lizrik ain't loy Lizrik. But the bottom line is, Amr Rab Zera said, Afana Nami Tenino, I have a very Gishmak Araya, right? L'chayra. An amazing raya, for sure from Rab Shimon, and l'chayri even from Rabbi Yehuda, but the Gemara says there's no raya, because Tirgum HaKachim Kadashim, who said the case is on Nishbach Dhamma, and Yatza Dhamma Chutz L'Klam are talking about where it was Kachim Kalim. Maybe it's talking about where it was Kachim Kadashim. Again, we mentioned that Ula's Chiddush is not a Murim Shehelon Lifnei Zrikas Dhamma Lo Yerdu Nasalach Shomaz Beach. The Chiddush is a Murim Kachim Kalim Shehelon Lifnei Zrikas Dhamma. And why is that an extra Chiddush? Because it's not Kachim Hashem. So you would think, before this Rika, has no Sheiches that being on the Mizbeach. Says Ula, even by Kachem Kalim, you have a raya from Shenishbach Dama, Vashiyatza Dama Chutz L'Klam, that it's true that if the Dama is Pasul, then Bal Lizrik ain't like Lizrik, even by Kachem Kalim, you see it by a carpet. Maybe it's only true by Kachem Kadashim. You have no raya, it's true by Kachem Kalim, and it's for that reason, says the Gemara, Rab Zera's raya is not a raya, but the Gemara says, Hari Pesach, the Kachem Kalim. The Braisa that the Gemara brought, the long Braisa on the bottom of Peidal and Aleph, that mentioned the Machloikas of Hidur Reb Shimon. So it went through all the different psulim of Malu Yerdu, Malu Lo Yerdu, right? When you say this, when you say that. And one of the psulim that was mentioned was Pesach and Chatos, Sheshachton Shaloi Lishma. That's a classic example of a carbon that's possible. The Gemara assumes that if Pesach is mentioned in the latter part of the Braisa, probably all the dinim that are mentioned in the earlier part of the Braisa relate to the Pesach as well. Now, it says Pesach, it says Chatas, that's fine. But the point is, all the psulim should be true for Pesach and Chatas and everything in between. It's certainly what it sounds like. Oh, but Al-Kopan and Pesach is Kachem Kalim. So you see clearly that when it says Shenishbach Dama, Shiyatza Dama Chutz L'Klam, it means even by a carbon Pesach, which is Kachem Kalim. And then you have Rab Zeira's Afana Nami Tanina, but the Gemara says, Tergum of a Shaloi Lishman. It could be when it says Pesach, Pesach is only referring to that one case, Pesach Shaloi Lishman. But Shenishbach Dama, Shiyatza Dama Chutz L'Klam, could be that's referring only to Kachem Kadashim. And if that's the case, you have no right to Ula, because Ula said it's Halacha, even by a Murim Kachem Kalim. Another attempt to try to prove or disprove Ula's Halacha. The Mishnah said, this was the very, very end of the Mishnah on Peidal Amid Aleph. The Kulon Sha'alu Chaim L'Reish HaMizbeach Yer. Any animal that goes on the Mizbeach alive, the Halacha is Yerdu. It's as much as Mizbeach Mekadesh with regards to him, Alul Yerdu. But if the animal's alive, then not. Says the Gemara, what does it sound like? It sounds like if the animal's alive, Dalach is Alul Yerdu. Hush, but let's say the animal wouldn't be alive. You would do a Shechita, even if you didn't do a Zrika. That's the punchline. Lo Yerdu. Now, the Mishnah said Vekulon. What does Vekulon sound like? All animals. My love, loishna kachim kadashim, loishna kachim kalim. And it's mefurish then that even by kachim kalim, because that's included in Mekulon, the halach is that once you do a shchita, at that point, al din is going to be a malu lo yerdu. But the Gemara says, loi, hashchuta mehen yerdu mehen lo yerdu. It says Mekulon not with regards to lach hashchita. The Mishnah doesn't even talk about lach hashchita. What does it say Mekulon on? Mekulon shalun chayin, legabim mizbeach, the halach is yerdu. We're being medayik that kulon chayin yerdu, it's mashma than that kulon lachashchita lo yerdu, even kachem kalim. Says the Gemara, no. It could be kulon chayim yerdu. That's true. What's the diik? That when it comes to lachashchita, it's not kulon yerdu. Sometimes yerdu, but not kulon yerdu. When's it going to be yerdu if it's kachem kalim? When's it going to be lo yerdu if it's going to be kachem kadoshim? If the kulon was going on the diik, what's implied from the Mishnah, again, the Mishnah says something explicitly and implicitly. Explicitly, the Mishnah says that if an animal goes on the Mizbeach alive, yerdu. Implicitly, if an animal goes on the Mizbeach, la'acha shchita far zrika, lo yerdu. If the Vekulon is going on what's implied from the Mishnah, oh, all animals, even kachem kalim, that are on the Mizbeach, la'acha shchita far zrika, lo yerdu. Afananami tanina, that's a raya to Ula. But it didn't say the kulon on what's implied from the Mishnah, says the Gemara. The kulon could be was only going on what's mefurish in the Mishnah. What's mefurish in the Mishnah is that if the animal's alive, then you have to take it off. The halacha is going to be a malu yerdu. So the kulon's only going on mechayim. And mechayim, the halacha is im alu yerdu. What's the implication? The implication is that la'ach hashchita, you're not going to have the halacha v'kulon yerdu. What will the halacha be? V'kulon lo yerdu mechtesi. Maybe the halacha is going to be sometimes yerdu and sometimes lo yerdu. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that it could be there's no riot here from Ula, because it could be the V'kulon is going on what's before. Let's see it inside. V'kulon k'tani. It says kulon in the Mishnah. Zav Gemara kulon achayim. Right? The kulon is going on the chayim. The kulon is going on what's mefurish in the Mishnah, not what's implied from the Mishnah. But the Gemara says that I have a problem with that. Because pshita, if that's the case, it's pasha. Meaning, Bishloimo, if the kulon is going on, la'ach ashchita, what's implied from the Mishnah. So I understand why the Mishnah had to say the word v'kulon. What does v'kulon mean? Everything. This is not just flowery lashon. There's a chiddush over here. The chiddush is not only kachim kadashim, even kachim kalim. The chiddush is ulaz alach. But if you're going to tell me that v'kulon is going on in chayim, there's a chiddush that when an animal's alive, the alach is yered, and it doesn't matter if it's kachim kadashim, kachim kalim. Who cares if it's kachim kadashim, kachim kalim? It's pshita, it's pashit, and live animals should not be shaykh to the dimizbech mekadesh. And as long as you tell me that alach, if you feel you have to tell it to me, tell it to me, and you don't have to tell me v'kulon. So if the v'kulon is going on, la'ach ha-shchita, on what's implied, on what's not mefurish in the Mishnah, I understand why we said v'kulon. La'ash mi'inon, ula. But if you're telling me that v'kulon is going on, what's mefurish is pshita. The whole halacha is pshita, and I certainly don't need the v'kulon. Just to explain this a drop better. The Gemara is arguing that the only reason the Mishnah even said v'kulon is to teach me what's implied. Because the ikra aloch of a kulon she'olu chayin oresham mizbeach yeredu is pshita. So the whole reason I'm telling you this line is what's implied. So if the whole purpose of the halacha is to tell me what's implied, then for sure the kulon is coming to explain what's implied. Because the only reason I'm even talking to you is for that. I don't need the kulon for what's stated in the furish, because I don't even need what's stated in the furish. I'm only telling you what's stated in the furish. So you should be able to be medayek. So for sure, the v'kulon is only going on the dick. Now, why isn't it so partial to the Gemara that if an animal goes on the mizbeach live, it's going to be yerdu? Ad kedei kach that it's muchach that the v'kulon is going on the dick. So this is something we're going to talk about be'ez Hashem in the raid. But just in pashut pshat in the Gemara case, we don't. Right? Just in terms of what Rashi speaks out in the Gemara, and that is that there. The Gemara holds, it's pashit, that the halacha of Mizbech Mekadesh is only a geya, an animal that's pasul. It's not a geya, an animal that's kosher. The kulon she'olu chayal reish ha-mizbech, obviously you're dealing with a kosher animal, because it's alive, what's the psul? So we'll see in a second. But the assumption is, what's the psul? So it's pashit that an animal that's alive doesn't have a din of a malu lo yerdu. Why? Because the whole side of a malu lo yerdu is that I'll leave it there, because if you take it off, you're not going to be able to put it back on. But if I have an animal that's kosher, so why should I have to leave it there? Let me take it off, and I'll put it back on afterwards. So to tell me that a live animal has a din in yerdu is pshita. Why is it pshita? Because why should there be a din in malu lo yerdu? The animal's alive. I'll take it off. I'll do the shchita. I'll put it back on. Like, what's the issue over here? It doesn't make any sense that it should be a malu lo yerdu. Must be the chiddush is in malu lo yerdu la'achar shchita, and the v'kula must be going on that. And if that's the case, I have a raya that even kachim kalim shehelon lachashita lifnei zrikta that alach malo yerdu l'cher afanah nametinir. This would be a raya to ulaz halacha, but the Gemara says no. Lo yom, I'll tell you that the kulon is going on chayin. What was the kasha? Kulon's going on chayin. The whole din of chayin is pshita. So why would I even need the word kulon? Ubedukin shabai. You're assuming that when it said the kulon, it's talking about a kosher animal, a regular good animal that's kosher that you could do that avodah with when on the mizbeach. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about a case of mizbeach mekadesh psulin. It's talking about a case where there was an animal that was alive and it had a psul. And kamash malon, even though it has a psul, the halach is because it's alive, imalu yerd. And that's a chiddush, because mizbeach is mekadesh psulin. And if you take this animal off the mizbeach, you're not going to be able to put it back on. So I would have thought maybe the din should be imalu lo yerdu, kamash malon, that the halach is going to be imalu yerdu because of the fact that it's alive. Now, if this is what the Mishnah means, first of all, it gives purpose to the Mishnah. So it's very good. There's a chiddush over here. I'm not telling you something that's pshita only for the diyek. It's a little dachuk, right? No, I'm telling you something that you need to know. But we have to come up with a case, because that means we have a situation now where the Mishnah is talking about an animal where while the animal is alive and has a psul, it's a zasar psul that if it had it, la'ach ha-shchita would be a malu lo yerdu. But because it's alive, the kulon sha'alu chayin l'reish ha-mizbeach, the halach is going to be yerdu. What is that psul? If you go back to the psulim of the Mishnah, kamat every single psul in the Mishnah where the din is a malul layerdu, it's psul bakoidesh. It's a psul that happened while you were doing the avodah. You did a bad shechita, bad kabbalah, bad ilacha, bad zrika. Right? Something happened in the course of doing the avodah. Those psulim are inherently only shayach once the animal's dead. You can't have such a psul when you're alive. What were examples of psulim where the animal's alive? Reiva, nirva, balmum. Well, the problem is all those psulim are not psul bakoidesh, and per the Mishnah, pay daladam and aleph. The Allah in all those cases are im olu yerdu. So if you're going to tell me the kulon sha olu chay l'roisham is be'ech yerdu, kamashvon, because it's alive, even though this is an oloyalu de gapsul, oloyerdu de gapsul, but because it's alive, here the Allah is going to be yerdu. Well, now you have a little answering to do because you got to tell me what the case is. Because all the cases that I'm aware of that are im olu loyerdu la'achashchita, all those cases are only shayach la'achashchita. You can't have that psul while it's alive. And all the psulim I'm aware of that an animal can have while it's alive, if it was la'achashchita, it would be a malu yerdu. So what's the case where it's alive, it's a malu yerdu, but where it's not alive, it's a malu lo yerdu? This is what the next word of Gemara is coming to address. Gemara, I'll tell you the case. Ubedukin sheba'ayin v'alim rabbi kiva, which, by the way, gets us out of a lot of jams in Zvachim, right? How many times did the Gemara say, ah, bedukin sheba'ayin v'alim rabbi akiva? But that's the proverbial mifarcheses, if you know, you know. But the bottom line is, ubedukin sheba'ayin v'alim rabbi akiva. The case is talking about where the animal had a mum. It was a zasort mum where it was in the cataract of the eye. V'alim rabbi akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, who said in the Mishnah, pei dalet amud aleph, dim olu lo yerdu. But that's only true zok the Mishnah once the animal already is not alive. Noch de shechita. But if the animal was alive and it had that mum, bedukin sheba'ayin, being that it's alive, an animal that's alive, there's no halacha olu lo yerdu, and that's why it's going to be olu yerdu. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you have no raya over here to ula. The reason is because when the Mishnah says v'kulon shehelu al reish hamizbeach, all the cases where they went onto the reish hamizbeach yerdu, it's not talking about where the animals were kosher. If it's not talking about where the animals were kosher, so then the chiddush of the line is what the Mishnah is saying, it's not the diuk, and if that's the case, it could be that the vekulon is only true on what's mefurish in the Mishnah. Vekulon, yeah, kachav gadashim, kachav gal, but only on what's mefurish in the Mishnah, not on the diuk, because as it relates to lachashchit, it could be only kachav gadashim, only some the halacha would be imalu lo yerdu, others not. The bottom line is, we're not talking about kshem, we're talking about psulim, there's no shaykhis to the halacha of ulah, you have no raya over here to ulah's halacha. But the Gemara has a little bit of an issue with this, just in cheshbon. The Gemara says, maya kim to the psulim. So you tell me that when the Mishnah said the kulon sha, what are we talking about? We're talking about where the animal was possible. Look at the next line of the Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah was that if an oil would go alive on top of the Mizbeach, teiret. The halacha would be teiret. Right? It sounds like it's the same halacha. The kulon sha'olu chay and reisha mizbeach, the halacha is yerdu. The chain, the Mishnah continues and says, oilu sha'olu chay and reisha mizbeach. Right? It's just an example. Teiret, shach the reisha mizbeach. What would be if you actually did the shechit of reisha mizbeach? So then the halacha is yafshit. You would do hefshit, v'inateach bim koimot. You would do the hefshit v'nitu on top of the Mizbech. So the Mishnah says that if you would shecht an oil that went chayel roish ha-mizbeach, bi roish ha-mizbeach, so you would do a hefshet v'nituach b'mkoim. Now, ipsulo, if the latter part of the Mishnah is talking about where the animal was possible, like dukin shabayin v'al libid Rabbi Akiva, right? If that's the case, back, hefshet v'nituachi is a animal that's possible, even subject to the laws of Hefshet and Nituach, v'nitach oisa amir achmano oisa ksheva lay psula. We have a drasha that teaches me that you don't do Hefshet and Nituach on an animal that's possible. So if that's the case, when the Mishnah says, v'chein oilosh also chayil reish ha-mizbeach teiret, it has to be talking about where the animal was kosher. And you have to say that, you're right, there's no chiddush in oilosh also chayil reish ha-mizbeach teiret, because you're telling me it's pshita if it's kosher. The chiddush would be the next part. But al-Kopanim, it has to be talking about where the animal is kosher, because if the animal is pasul, it doesn't make any sense. So if the v'chein oil is talking about where the animal is kosher, then the ikar alocha v'kulon sha'alu chayin v'reisha mizbeach yerdu also has to be talking about where the animal was kosher. So and if the animal is kosher, that means the chiddush is not the what's explicit, but rather what's implicit. And if that's the case, you have a right to ula. Simar says no. Sefer asin l'ksheira. It could be there's a chil between the reish and the sefer. The part of the Mishnah that says v'kulon shalu chayin l'reish ha-mizbeach. Yeridu, that's talking about where it was possible. What kind of psul? Dukin shabayin al libid Rabbi Akiva. And kamash wanted even though once it's dead in malula yeridu, but while it's alive, the halacha is given yeridu. V'chein, I'll tell you another halacha that's negay a live animal that goes on the mizbeach. Me inyan le inyan, ba yus inyan, right? But another example of a live animal that goes on the mizbech, and that is, well, you had an oil, that was kosher, it went chayo, teirit, that's pshito. But it doesn't say bakulin over there, so we're not going to get excited over there. But that's pshito. You want to know what the chiddush is? The next case. If you did the shchit b'reish mizbech, go ahead and do the shchit b'reish mizbech. In fact, the Gemara says, well, my kamash, well, what would be the chiddush? The chiddush is the yesh hef shevinituch b'reish mizbech. And as we'll see in 1 second, it's really machloikis, whether yesh hef shevinituch b'reish mizbech, ein hef shevinituch b'reish mizbech. What would be the reason not to, by the way? It's not because it's not a good mokum to hefshev nituach. It's because it's just inappropriate to do hefshev nituach on top of the mizbeach, kedushas on mizbeach. So the chiddush would be that halach of yesh hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach. But the Gemara says, "Man, the Amar ain hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach." But that's all good if you hold that yesh hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach. But according to the man that holds ain hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach, my ikalameimar. Now what? Now I'm really going to be stuck. So what's going on over here? If you hold yesh hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach, so I can tell you the safe is talking about where it was kosher. What's the chiddush? Yesh hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach. But if you hold ain hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach, so then my ikalameimar. You can't tell me it's talking about where it's kosher and yesh hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach because ain hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach. Now we have to explain this a little bit better. It's going to segue into the next part of the Gemara. You can't learn Pashup Shana in the Gemara without this little segue. The Mishnah says mefurish that you're supposed to do hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach. Leman d'amar ain hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach. I know that man d'amar has to go back and learn kashrim again. It's a mefurish Mishnah. The kash is not on the Mishnah. The kash is on that man d'amar. What do you mean? It's a mefurish Mishnah. The Teretz is Pasha. The shail of yesh hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach or ain hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach is negay where it's kosher. Where it's kosher, I have the option not to do it b'reish mizbeach. So if I could do it not b'reish mizbeach, so don't mind on was health. It's inappropriate. That's what he said. It's a mockum. It's just inappropriate to do it not b'reish mizbeach. But if it's puzzle, where if I take it off the mizbeach, I won't be able to put it back on the mizbeach, so then for sure it would make sense that even if you hold ordinarily, it's just inappropriate to do hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach, but now what am I supposed to do? I'm stuck. So for sure I should do a b'reish mizbeach. So the Gemara's taina just is, if you hold ain hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach, you're going to have to learn that the seifa of the Mishnah is talking about where it was puzzle. And being that it's puzzle, it's b'dukat shabayis. I don't have the option to take it off. So the b'reish mizbeach, now already keep it there. And even do the hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach. But the Gemara is just cheshbening that we're trying to figure out that just pashup shana in the Mishnah. That when the Mishnah says v'chein oila, is it talking about where it was possible, where it was kasha? So first the Gemara assumed that it's talking about where it was possible, because if the previous case was possible to be doicha the raya to ula, well then the sefer after you talking about it's possible as well. But the Gemara said it can't be because there's a man damer that holds v'nitach oisa amrachmano oisa ksher v'loya oisa psula. Okay, so you'll tell me it's talking about it's kosher, but that's only going to be good if you hold that yesh hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach. But if you hold ain hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach, then mayik lemeimer. In other words, if you hold ain hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach, you're a little bit stuck over here, because how are you going to learn the last part of the Mishnah? You're going to tell me it's talking about where it was kosher. Ain hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach. Take it off. Why are you doing the hefshev nituach on the top of the mizbeach? Because you shechted it there, so what? It's kosher. Take it off. You'll put it back on afterwards. And if it's talking about where it was puzzle, well, then there's no hefshev nituach at all. V'nitach oisa amrachmano oisa ksher v'lo oisa psula. So the Gemara says that according to the mandama that holds ain hefshev nituach b'reish mizbeach, the way you're going to have to learn the Mishnah is hachav v'mayaskinon, it's talking about kegoin shahoisa lo shasa koshev v'nifsula. It's talking about where the animal became puzzle, a whole different case. It's not dukin shabayin. This is a whole different case. It's talking about a case where it became puzzle after the zrika. So there was a shasna kosher, and then it became possible for Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimini, and it's going according to Rabbi Lazar, Shimon, the Amar, Kimish, and Israq Adam, the Hurtza, Basa Sha'achas. Once you do a zrika, and the Basa was Hurtza Sha'achas, meaning there was a Sha'achas where you were able to do a kosher haktara, Yavshitena, Va'er Lekayanim. At that point, even though now that it's possible, you won't be able to do a haktara, but at the same time, there is a mitzvah of Hafshet, Yavshitena, and you give the Ur Lekayanim. That's where Chapsa Nafkimina, the Kayanim at least will get the Ur. But the point is, you see, there's an inyan of hefshet. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said there could be hefshet in a situation where you have a carbon that's possible where there was a shasa kosher. You'll have to say, hacha b'maya skinon, that's what the case was talking about. So again, you had three options almost how to learn the end of the Mishnah. Either the end of the Mishnah that says, oylo she'olsa chay l'reish ha'mizbeach teireid, is talking about where it was puzzle. It was a psul of Duknin Shaba'ayin. The problem with that is, Shachta B'Reisha Mizbech, Yashvi Yanat Chena Bim Kaima, Ein Hefshev Yituch B'Reisha Mizbech. Then the Gemara suggests that maybe it's talking about where it was kosher. And even though the case right before that of the Kulon Shalu Chayim the Rishon Mizbech Yerdu is talking about where it's possible, but maybe this part is talking about where it's kosher. Right? What's the chain? The tzadashav is both cases of a live animal that went on the Mizbech. I'm having a conversation whether it's going to be Yerdu or lo Yerdu. The Gemara said that's great, but that'll only work according to the mandamot that holds yesh hefshet v'nituch b'reisha mizbech. The third option is it's talking about where it was possible, but not a psul of dukan shabayin, like maybe the case right before that is talking about one akim to the Gemara, but rather it's talking about where it had a shasa kosher. In fact, you did all the avodas kosher, and after the zrika, that's when it became possible. And over there, even though it's possible ordinarily, there's no hefshet v'nituch on psulin, but Libid Rab Lazar Rab Shimon, there's an idea that once there's a Shas HaKosher, at that point there is a Hefshev Nituach. And even if you hold Ein Hefshev Nituach, Pareishim Mizbech, but being that it's possible, so you can't take it off. And for that reason, you can have to keep it on. But the Gemara has one follow-up kasha on all this. And this follow-up kasha is from a Tesefta here in Masechta Zvachim, right in Perek Mizbech Mekadosh. Ve'elo Diktoni, the Braisa elaborated a little bit on the Halacha of the Mishnah. Ketzad Oisa, what should you do with that case? Again, where the Oilo went Chayel Oresha Mizbeach, and you shechted it. So what did the Mishnah say? That once you shechted, Yavshit V'yenatcha B'mkoyma. But the Braisa elaborates, says, what do you do? Meirides HaKrovayim Lamata U'madicham. You take the Krovayim off the Mizbeach, and you go ahead and you wash them. Now we have the girsa over here, lomoli. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, so there's a different girsa. V'i b'psula michinachsa sula im salka, right? If it's talking about where it was possible, that's one mahalach of how to learn that last line of the Mishnah. Well, what do you mean? What are you doing? You're going to take it off the Mizbeach. At that point, you're not going to be able to put it back on. So, bishloima, if you're going to tell me that part of the Mishnah is talking about where it was kosher, okay, and that will work. But according to Mandam, it holds, so you're going to be forced to learn that that part of the Mishnah is talking about where it was possible. Where if it's possible, you did the Hefshev v'nituch b'reishem mizbech, and then you took the kravayim that are all dirty and you washed them lamata. What's that all about? Lomali. The Gemara's lashon is, why am I doing it? Shita Mekubet says, once you take it off, it's not just lomali, I'm not going to be able to put it back on. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because, hey, chinavet, what's a better option? Makrivinu, you want to be makrivit in that form? Bipartayu, when it's sitting in all the chazerai? That's not a good idea, because hakriveu no lefechosecho. Hayirtzecho, oh yeah, yisaponecho. Right, that's not an option. So, of course, you have to take it off and wash it. What do you want to do? Leave it there? Can't watch on the Mizbeach. So you want to leave it to be makrivit? That's not an idea. But it says, Anan hachi kamrina. The Makrivit meant to ask like this. Madichon lamole. What's the point of being, of washing it? L'chayra, that's pointless. Because once I take it off, I'm not going to be able to put it back on the Mizbeach. And if I'm not going to be able to put it on the Mizbeach, so what's the idea of washing it? So the Gemara says, we actually learns the Gemara, Umeshani, this is a teretz, the imisrami koyin achrino v'lo yoda naskinu. Right? Like this, if there's going to be a koyin who doesn't know that it became possible, so koyin like that, if he ends up putting it back on the Mizbeach, so like this, he will have put it back on the Mizbeach in a way where it was allowed to go on the Mizbeach. But the Gemara says, what? You're doing it? So like this, a case of koyin by mistake does a haktar. I mean, I know we're in Mizbeach Mekadosh now, and the theme is doing haktaris with psulim, but we're not going to encourage the koyin to go ahead and do an aktar psula. That doesn't seem very reasonable. So the Gemara says, "Afilu hachi adif ashlayu kachish mayim mutalin kinevela." You're right. By us washing it, you're actually almost encouraging the koyin to go ahead and do aktar psula. But at least kachish mayim won't be mutal kinevela. You want to know why you take it off? You take it off takin not to put it back on. You take it off to take it off. We don't want the kachish mayim mutalin kinevela. Also, if a koyin's going to go ahead and do aktar, at least he'll do aktar in a way where the animal was at the very least wash, but the fact that we take it off, Lamata is not a right that it was kosher, Lailam Kobi was possible, because we're not going to be makta the kravayim the way it is right now. The thought was, why are you taking it off? You won't be able to put it back on. That only makes sense if when it's on the Mizbech, you can be makta. But being that even if it's on the Mizbech, you have no ability to be makta, so for that price, we might as well take it off. take it off, wash it, shloyu, kachishmaim, utolim kinavela. You're making a little bit of a takala, I hear, and achinami, you are making a little bit of a takala, but lamais, at the end of the day, it sort of is what it is. Either way, this concludes not the ula part of the daf, it doesn't. The Gemara is going to continue along the theme of ula, but at the very least, the Gemara's analysis of the end of the Mishnah, because really, if you do a sikum on the last 20 or so minutes, the Gemara just did a deep dive in terms of understanding the last part of the Mishnah. I'm sorry. The kulon sha'olu chayim l'roish ha'mizbeach yerdu. Oylo sha'ol sa'chayim l'roish ha'mizbeach teired. Shachta b'roish ha'mizbeach yafshit v'yinatcha b'mkoyim. How did this get involved in Ula? Because the Gemara thought the kulon sha'olu chayim l'roish ha'mizbeach yerdu is not a chiddush. The Gemara thought it's talking about where the animal was a kosher animal. So there's no chiddush that it's yerdu. If it's kosher, what's the chiddush that the halach is yerdu? Why should you leave it there? What's the point? Only reason you would leave it there is because it's possible. You won't be able to put it back on. But in this situation, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to take it off. The chiddush is probably only if it's chayin, as opposed to what? If this shechita, even fire zrika, and it says v'kulot, oh, must be even kachem kalm. So this, the Gemara thought, was a big raya to Ula. And that's how we got into this whole avoida and all the akuli apshuris and trying to understand the latter part of the Mishnah, because the Gemara said that this whole raya to Ula is predicated on the assumption that the kulon shalu chayin the reisham is beach yerdu is talking about what the animal was kosher. If it's kosher, there's no chiddush in what's mefurish in the Mishnah. The chiddush is only in what's implied, and the vekulon must be going on what's implied. And if that's the case, there'd be a raya to Ula. But oilam, I'll tell you, it could be the, when it says the kulon shalu chayin the reisham is beach yerdu, it's talking about where it was possible. B'dukin shabayin aliba the Rabbi Akiva, and that is a chiddush in and of itself. It's not even talking about emurim ksherim. This has nothing to do with the sugi of Ula. The reason this wasn't so poshid is because the Gemara thought if the kulon shalu chayin the reisham is beach yerdu is talking about where it's possible, then oilam shalu chayin the reisham is beach teired and shach the reisham is beach yavshu yinat chayim is also talking about where it was possible. Okay, let it be talking about where it's possible. Was artich? I'll tell you why, because it says hefshe v'nituach, and there's no hefshe v'nituach when it comes to psulim, right? V'nitach oisa, oisa ksherim, v'loy oisa psulim. So for that, the Gemara really had two eitzes. Either the eitze is enochinami, it's talking about where it's kosher, I'm talking about where it's kosher. So the vekulon shalu chayin the reisham is beach yerdu is psulon. Oylon shalu chayin the reisham is beach teirish. Shach the reisham is beach avshanat b'chayim is talking about where it was psulon. Doesn't it sound like one flow? Yeah, it's me'inyan le'inyan b'isinyan, a live animal, one on the mizbeach. And that's what we're talking about with regards to malu yerdu. But it's not mamish the same. One is talking about where it's kosher. One's talking about where it's possible, and the other's talking about where it's kosher. Inami the Gemara said, it could be the latter part of the Mishnah is also talking about where it's possible, but it was a zasor psul that came about after already had a shasa kosher. And there is a sheet, Reb Shimon, who holds that even though there's no hefshev in etuach when it comes to a oila psula, but if there was a shasa kosher, then already there would be either way a postscript to the sugya of ula. A pretty lumdish postscript, but for dafyemi purposes, it's going to go pretty quickly. Amar Rab Chia bar Abba, boy Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan declared, Emurin kachem kalem, shehelo lifnei zrikas damim, yerdu or lo yerdu. So Rabbi Chia bar Abba, who's a Talmud Muvaka Rabbi Yochanan, underrated, right? See, he reports in the name of his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan had the following shayla, Emurin kachem kalem, shehelo lifnei zrikas damim, yerdu or lo yerdu. Sounds familiar? That's Ula's Allah. Ula said, Nasalachim shem izbeach, and Allah is alu lo yerdu. But Rabbi Chia bar Abba said in the name of the Rebbe, the Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure. Rabbi Ami told Rabbi Chia bar Abba, v'tiboylach mi'ila, right? Why was the shayla only with regards to whether or not the halacha is alu yerdu, alu lo yerdu? L'chayri, you should have had the same exact shayla whether or not there's going to be mi'ila. In other words, Emurim kachem kalem from the Ezrika, there's no me'ilah, like we mentioned earlier. Maybe once it goes on the Mizbeach, at that point, the Kedushas Mizbeach gives it a din that it should be subject to me'ilah. Amalei say, he told them, me'ilah like kami ba'ili. No, I didn't clear the shayla by me'ilah. The Zrika who the kavaluhu me'ilah. Because Zrika is what creates me'ilah. Ki kami ba'ili, my shayla is Yerida, who pushed it. The bottom line is, Rabbi Yechim was pushed the shayla, and he said, lo yerdu, like ula, the ain ba'am me'ilah, that was pushed to him. That just going on the Mizbeach wouldn't give it a din me'ilah. Rav Nachman Yitzchak had a different version of a Rav Chia bar Abba send the name Rav Yechon. Rav Chia bar Abba, Rav Yechon, Emur Kachem Kalem Shailu Lifnei Zrikas Damim. Yesh Bahen Mi'ilo Iloi. According to this version, Rav Yechon and Shaila Gufa was with regards to Mi'ilo. Amalei Rav Ami, V'tibayu Loch Yerida. Why are you only clearing regarding Mi'ilo? You should clear him Alu Yerdu, Alu Lo Yerdu. Amalei Yerida, Leikami Bayu Lidanasa Lach Mishom Mizbeach. That's Pashir, it's Lach Mishom Mizbeach. It's pashet ulas halacha. Ki kami bayali, I want to know mi'ila. Now that there's a din of malu layerdu, right? Now that it has kiddush mizbeach, are you going to say that there's maybe all of a sudden going to be mi'ila becomes kachay Hashem or not? Upashet hachi, and he was pashet lo yerdu. So in terms of what he was poshet, it's the same thing. The question was, what was poshet to Rabbi Yochanan, and what was he mesupik about? In the first gersa, it was poshet him that there's no me'ilu, he was mesupik imalu yerdu, malu yerdu. According to the second gersa, it was poshet him that imalu yerdu, the shaila was, whether it's me'ilu, not me'ilu, like we said. This is not a hard gemara to learn daf yomi. Takes about a minute and a quarter, but in terms of lumdus here, there's a lot of lumdus here. We're learning daf yomi, so we're going back to ve'elu loik hayu psulam v'chulu. So the Mishnah then went and talked about, again, different examples of when it's a malu yerdu, a malu lo yerdu, and the Mishnah said, elu shloi psulim b'kodesh, that any animal that is possible, because it's not psulim b'kodesh, a malu yerdu. And what were the examples? So reviva, nirviva, muktzava, nebiva, esamva, michiva, kalayim, vatriva, yoytzudoyf, ubali mumen, b'kiva machshe, b'bali mumen, v'yichshuva, b'kiva, elu, b'dukin shabayin. This is the Gemara. So that quote that comes up so often, comes from a Gemara in Zvachim Peheyam Beis. Every other time, we're just quoting this Gemara, right? This is the actual source. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, when Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, Emalu lo yerdu, with regards to an carbon that's a balmum, lo'yichshe Rabbi Akiva, ela bedukin sheba'ayin. He only meant dukin sheba'ayin. Now, to be clear, it doesn't mean only dukin sheba'ayin. It means any mum that's similar to the mum of dukin sheba'ayin. And the reason dukin sheba'ayin is unique is hoyel u'ksherim ba'ifos. Because the mum of dukin sheba'ayin is a mum that doesn't apply to an oif. And being that it doesn't apply to an oif, it's over there that Rabbi Akiva was mekel. So what does this mean? So again, we know these halachas already. Tamus v'zachris bebehemavein, tamus v'zachris be'oifas. When it comes to an oif, there's no halacha of mumen. Stating that, if an oif is mechusar eifer, if it's missing a limb, so then already it would be possible. What Rabbi Akiva is saying is that a mum that is not mechusar eifer, a mum that's kosher by oifas, that's a lesser level mum. Such a mum, the din is going to be a malul yerdu by a behema. But a mum that is a mechusar eifer, that's going to be possible by oifas, that mum is a more chamer mum. And over there, the halach is going to be a malul yerdu. So Amir Rabbi Yochanan, lo hichsha Rabbi Akiva, ela b'dukin shabayin, because it's a zasort mum that's not mechusar eifer, meaning hayul uksherim ba'oifas. Another thing Rabbi Yochanan said, fusha kadam ekdeshen es mum. The only time it's going to be true, a malul that's going to be if first the animal was hektish and then afterwards it developed a mum. But if first it had a mum and then it became hektish, not. And the reason is because once an animal has a mum, even dukin shabayin, you can't be makdish it to the level that it's going to be kadosh kedushas aguf. It will be kedushas damim, it won't be kedushas aguf. Again, there's 100 yesoidis that are just flying through and permeating today's daf. You say this that we've made introductions to over the years that we can't really go through properly now. But we know that kachin could be either Kedushas Aguf or Kedushas Damim. Once an animal has a mum, if you're makdish it, you can't give it Kedushas Aguf. The Kedusha would be Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim means that its value has Kedusha. Might not communicate, can be poyed. An animal that starts off hektish and then develops a mum, it doesn't lose its status of Kedushas Aguf. The bottom line is, Hayol the Kadam hektation as mumon, in that situation, it's going to be okay. If, however, first it got its mum and then it got the kedusha, then Rabbi Akiva is going to hold the malu yerdu simply because it doesn't have the requisite kedusha. Maid Rabbi Akiva, he continued Rabbi Yechon. He said Rabbi Akiva is smoida, but oilas nekeva, that if you have a carbon oila that's in a keva, so we know oila has to be a zacher, can't be in a keva. The kekada mumah like teisha damya, it's chaser in the ikr kedusha, and the halacha is going to be him malu yerdu. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah comes with an ibaya. Yesh nirva ba'ifos, I ain't nirva ba'ifos. Is there a halacha of nirva ba'ifos or not? Meaning if somebody would be roiveya an oif, would the animal now become a nirva, be possible to put on the mezbeach or not? Mi amrinon, do we say? It says in the Torah, min abehemo. Where does it say that? It's the second pasuk in Parashas Vayikra. Davro b'nei sov v'marto leim, odom ki akum ikem karban l'Hashem, min abehemo, min abakar, u min atzoy. Takrivos karbanchem. And Chazal learned from there, not all bakar, not all behemah, not all tzoy. Min abehemah, min abakir, min atzoy. And from min abehemah, we learn lahitzias harayve v'anirva, that an animal that's a rayve v'nirva can't go on the mizbeach. So what was Rabbi Shaila? Kol hecha the isa b'rayve isa b'nirva. It could be the only time an animal could become a nirva is if the animal could also be a rayve. Ab kol hecha the less of a rayve, less of a nirva. But maybe if the animal can't be a rayve, it can't be a nirva. Oydol ma'arei nev d'bay avera. An avera is an avera is an avera. Just to explain, that's partial. If somebody is rayve oif, he's a roifa. There's no shaila. He's doing something very, very bad. The question is, that oif right now? Does it have a psul nirva? Does it not have a psul nirva? What's the chakira? Because Chazal darshin mina behema lohitzei es haroiva vanirva. It sounds like we're equating the roiva and the nirva. So it could be an animal that could be either a roiva or a nirva is subject to the halacha of nirva. But an animal that can't be a roiva, could only be a nirva, is not subject to the halacha of a nirva. So here's the metzias that Rashi speaks out. An oif can't be a roiva. He could be a nirva, but he can't be a roiva. Just be metzias. So if that's the case, by Rabbi Yirmiya, that was his shayla. So do you say, kolechet isa be roiva, isa be nirva, kolechet lesa be roiva, lesa be nirva? Are you done? No, at the end of the day, and Aver was done. Aver was done. I'm a rabbi. So rabbi said, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya, a very geschmacker raya, from our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva machshav b'balei mumin. Rabbi Akiva said that even though bal mum is not psulei b'kodesh, but at the same time, as it relates to malu lo yerdu, it's going to be a malu lo yerdu. And what's the reason? Rabbi Yochanan said, and that's why he said, because it's all based on the fact that it's ksherim ba'ifis. Now, if you're going to tell me, like Rabbi Yirmiya said, that what? That there's no psul nirva when it comes to an oif, im isa, nachshir, nami benirva, hoyo v'kosha ba'ifis, mami no, is a raya, that there is a psul nirva when it comes to oifis. Amar Rab Nachman by Yitzchak, Rab Nachman by Yitzchak said, afana nami tanina, I'll bring you also a geshmak a raya from a Mishnah. A nirva v'amukta v'aneva, v'esan v'chir v'tunta v'adroig. Is kula metamin begodim abeis ablia. These psulim are all metamin begodim abeis ablia. What does that mean? It means that if you have a oif, kachim, tahar, and it has one of these psulim, and now it's an avela, right? It's a lot of things. It's metamin begodim abeis ablia. If you put it in your beis ablia, you'll become tamei, and your begodim will become tamei as well. Shema mina, said Nachman Bayis. What do you see from here? That there's a psul nirva when it comes to oifis. Because if there's no psul nirva when it comes to oifis, then why are you telling me hanirva metamin begodim abeis ablia? There's no such psul in the world. Must be there is a psul nirva. Shema mina, this is another, right? Two more gemaras. Rav Chanina's kanakei hanem v'chulos. Going back to the Mishnah, the Mishnah mentioned Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim. This is, of course, of Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim fame. So, Rabbi Akiva Machshe Bebalei Mumin. Right? The Mishnah said Rabbi Akiva was Machshe Bebalei Mumin. Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim said, Doicha Hoya Abba is Balei Mumin Mi'agabe Yam Mizbeach. The Tata, who obviously was a Kohen, was Doicha Balei Mumin Mi'agabe Yam Mizbeach. He would always push away the Balei Mumin from the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, what exactly is Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim coming to be Moisef? Meaning, sounds like in the Mishnah, it's a machloikis. Whether you say him Olu Yerdu, him Olu Lo Yerdu. So he clearly holds that a balmum was not allowed to be on the mizbech. But what's he coming to be meisiv? Tomorrow says two suggestions. He's just coming to tell you a story, right? Meiser Rav. It's always more chashuv when you have a real live psak than if you just know the halach. That's what meiser Rav means, right? The meiser trumps Rav. That even though he did it, but he was mired it. He would do it, he would do it like with a shinu, he would do it when nobody's looking, but he wouldn't do it in a way that it was public. So the chiddush of Chinas Kehanim is not so much that I hold Yerdu, not like Rabbi Akiva, that's not his point. His point is, he would do it in a very edel way, he would do it kalachayat. Even if the aloch is Yerdu, you don't take it and just throw it. Even though sometimes they threw kachim, right? Zrika, the name Zrika is to throw. So there's kachim flying sometimes in the Azara. But at the same time, when it comes to this kachim psulim, he was doichit kalachayat, he didn't just throw it. Kishem shem Allah. Going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said a very, very big line. G'shem shem olu lo yerdu, kachim yerdu lo yalo. Just like the aloch is olu lo yerdu, kachim yerdu lo yalo. So olu lo yerdu, yeah, the Dover puzzle's on the Mizbeach, so now the aloch is you leave it there. But let's say it comes off the Mizbeach, you don't put it back on. So this next Gemara is also Ula, and like the first Memra of Ula, this is another Ula Memra that reverberates through the Kaislei Beis Medrash in the world of Kachin. And that is, Ula said, Lo Yishon, the only time this is true, that a carbon puzzle, that the Mizbeach was Mekadesh, if it goes off the Mizbeach, just like when it was on the Mizbech, we said, leave it there. Now that it's off the Mizbech, we're going to say, leave it there again. That's only true if it was loy mashla ben or. If the fire didn't take control over it. Meaning it was on the Mizbech, but not in the fire of the Mizbech. Avo mashla ben or, if it's actually in the fire of the Mizbech, yalu. Then already, it's going to be different. Why? Zokte le garashi. Mashla ben or koldu, even if it's a little bit yalu. Denasu lachmoy. So some have the gears of lachmoy shal esh, but the better known gerses, it's because it becomes lach mishal mizbech. And once it's in the fire, now it's already lach mishal mizbech, and being that it's lach mishal mizbech, so at that point, dalach is not only olu lo yerdu, now dalach is also yerdu yal. When it's only on the mizbech mekadesh olu lo yerdu. But once it goes into the fire, it's nasu lach mishal mizbech, maybe lach mishal eish, and once that happens, now it's going to be a mierdu yal. Rav Mori masni aresha. Rav Mori would say over ulaz alach on the resha, meaning the first Mishnah, the Mishnah that we learned on that pedalet, the Mishnah that we just quoted a second ago. Rav Chanina Misura masni aresha. Rav Chanina Misura would say over ulaz alach on the sefer. That's a Mishnah we're going to see in tomorrow's stuff. Atzomois va'agidim. These are all parts of the animal that have no din to go on the mizbeach. If they're attached to the animal, yalo, then you throw it in. You don't have to start taking off the hooves of the animal before you put it on the mizbeach. Oh, but pirshu, if they fell off, lo yalo, you don't put them on. And on that, Omar Ula said, lo yishanu, that's only true that you don't put these on the mizbeach. Shaloi mashal ben or, if didn't get into the fire yet, av mashal ben or, but once it was in the fire, yalo, at that point, it's going to have a din to put on the mizbeach. So according to the first girsa, Ula said his halach on the Mishnah of apostle. A dover apostle that when it's on the mizbeach, im alu lo yerdu, if it comes off the mizbeach, im yerdu lo yalu, it's only if it was like mashal ben or. Once it was mashal ben or, at that point you're going to put on the mizbeach. According to the second Gerasna, he's not even talking about our Mishnah. He's talking about the next Mishnah. At some is gid and all these things that have no shaykhs bechlal ta'aktara. Once it's mashal ben or, at that point the halach is yalu, you have a din to put it on the mizbech. So the Gemara says, "Mad the masniyas seifa, the one that had ula on the second mishnah kolshken aresh, certainly on the resh. Madach atzamis and gidin, madach things that have no din haktara at all. The halach is once it's mashal ben or now yerdu yalu. Well, certainly then, as it relates to a murin which has a din haktara, the problem is it's pasul." Mizbech mekadesh, once it's mashal ben or, even if it's yerdu, it's going to be yalu. Man the masni aresh, the one that had it on the resh, avol ha-seifa, la b'nei aktar ninu, but as relates to the seifa, meaning that it's not b'nei aktar over there, you're not going to have a din to put it on the mizbech at all. Exhale. So as it relates to raid, on mizbech mekadesh, I think it's kedai to go back to the first Rashi of Perek HaMizbech Mekadesh, because to an extent, in that Rashi, it's hafachba v'hafachba dekulaba. And speak out three ha'aras, all from the Briska Shiurim, that relate to the entire parak, but emerge very much from that very, very first Rashi. So what does Rashi say? Ha'mizbeach mekadesh asaroyloi. Afilu dover pasol. Sha'olo le'mizbeach. Kitshoi ha'mizbeach. Liyoseis lachmoi. Ve'ein moi ridin oisa. Nachama. Ha'mizbeach mekadesh means what? Afilu dover pasol. Sha'olo le'mizbeach. Kitshoi ha'mizbeach. Liyoseis lachmoi. Ve'ein moi ridin oisa. So three ha'aras in no particular order. Actually, tzirik tzirik. The first are. The yisoid of mizbeach mekadesh is learnt out, as we saw, from Psukei HaTorah. The pasuk is a pasuk in Parshas Tetzava. The pasuk's talking about the mizbeach. It says, "V'hoyah hamizbeach kodesh kadoshim." The mizbeach should be kodesh kadoshim. Kol hanoygeya b'mizbeach yikdosh. Anything that touches the mizbeach shall become kodesh. And it's from those words, "V'hoyah hamizbeach kodesh kadoshim." Kol hanoygeya b'mizbeach yikdosh. That Chazal learned that mizbeach mikadesh es haroyloi. That even a davar pasul that touches the mizbeach, once you touch the mizbeach, you get kedushas mizbeach, and at that point, emalu ha'yerd. Right? Just to try to visualize the pasuk in the Torah. What the Torah is saying is that within the azara and the heichal and the kodesh hakodashim, there was a mizbeach. And this mizbeach had so much kedusha that if something touches the mizbeach, you touch it, you get like electrocuted. You touch the mizbeach in a spiritual way. All of a sudden, yikdash, you get kedusha. So you'll learn Torah's kayanim, says the Torah. And you're going to learn kachim. And you're going to find out that there's a million different things that can cause an animal to be puzzled and you can't put it on the mizbeach. But that just means you don't go near the mizbeach because you're impure. If something touches kedusha, yikdash, you become kaddish. Think of the Musa Shabbat. You attach yourself to kedusha, you become a chefz of kedusha. That's the premise. That's what underpins the halacha of Mizbeach Mekadesh. Stating that, in the lumdus of Mizbeach Mekadesh, what we see is that Mizbeach Mekadesh is manifest in one way and one way only. And that is, She'im alu lo yerdu, right? That's caught. What is the nafkemina lahalacha of Mizbech Mekadesh? The nafkemina lahalacha of Mizbech Mekadesh is Shem Alu Layer. What happens if the Dover apostle that's on the Mizbech goes off the Mizbech? Kishem Shem Alu Layer, Kachem Yerdo Layal. That's the Mishnah on Pedal and Amadal. A person that had to bring a carbon, and the carbon became possible. Now that Dover apostle is on the Mizbech. Let's say your whole Mizbech Mekadesh is the Dam. Koimitz. It's on the Mizbech right now. Are you going to get Ritzu? No, of course you're not going to get Ritzu. You're going to have to bring a new carbon. The Kiddush of Kol HaNegev Mizbech Yikdash, with all the Musr that's entangled in it, at the end of the day, it's manifest with regards to Ein Zach, Ein Halacha. And that is Im Alu Lo Yerd. That's Pasha. In terms of the way the Halacha is manifest. Stating that, in Bris, they clarify Hakira Hayudua. In terms of why it is that Mizbech is Mekadesh only with regards to Alu Lo Yerdu, specifically, not with regards to Im Yerdu Yalu. And that is the pshat, that the whole Kedushas Mizbeach, the Kol HaNegev Mizbeach Yikdash, is only true while the Dover Apostle is on the Mizbeach. Kol HaNegev Mizbeach Yikdash means that if you attach yourself to the Mizbeach, right now you're touching, you're going to have Kedusha. The Dover Apostle right now is on the Mizbeach, Memeilu Ma'olo Yerd. You want to know why when it goes off the Mizbeach, the Halach is Kishem Shema'olo Yerd, Kachem Yerd, Layalu, because now it doesn't have Kedusha anymore. Being that it doesn't have Kedusha anymore, so Fashteitzach, the Halach is going to be in Yerd, Layalu. It's only when it's Negeya B'Mizbeach that it has the Kedusha. But if you're not on the Mizbeach, so now you don't have the Kedusha anymore. So if you're touching a hot stone, so right now, Chalila, you're in contact with something very hot. You take your finger off, you're not on it anymore. So Kol HaNegev Mizbeach is the only time Yikdash, because that's when you have the Kedusha. So while it's on the Mizbeach, so you have Kedusha Mimela, Malo Yerd. Once it goes off the Mizbeach, you lose the Kedusha. Oye Shloimar and Brisk. That could be the Kedusha. The Kedusha of Kol HaNegev Mizbeach Yikdash is something that the Dover Apostle takes with it even when it goes off the Mizbeach. The reason why Kishem Shem Alu Yerd Kachem Yerdu Lo Yalu is because the din of Kol HaNegev Mizbeach Yikdash is only Negeya Malu Lo Yerdu. It's not Valsa felt in the Kedusha. It's because the Kedusha gives me a very limited halacha. And the halacha that it gives me is a Malu Lo Yerdu. It doesn't give me in Yerdu Yalu. That says, is the reason in Yerdu Lo Yalu because once it's off the Mizbeach, it doesn't have Kedusha. But if it had the Kedusha, then Avadah would be in Yerdu Yalu just like in Malu Lo Yerdu. Or is the Pshat, Avadah it has the Kedusha. Once you touch the Mizbeach, at that point you're always going to have the Kedusha. Even when you take it off. It's just that the Kedusha can only give me a din of Lo Yerdu. It doesn't have the ability to give me a din of Yalu. This is a Grace of Hakira. And sure they say over there a barrel brought a raya from a Shita Mekubetzes, a Masech Tezvachim, Daf Chav Zayin. It's beyond the scope of what we're doing right now. It's a Hafeldig raya, but Ayin Sham, or maybe we'll get to it another day. That's the first ha'ara that comes from Rashi. Where do you see this in Rashi? Because Rashi said, "Amizbeach mikadesh, afilu dabar pasul sha'ala l'mizbeach kichay amizbeach liyaseis lachmei ve'in meirid denoisim." Rashi's teaching mizbeach mikadesh. This is the intro of Rashi to Perek Mizbeach Mikadesh. It's ve'in meirid denoisim. That's the chakira. It's ve'in meirid denoisim that the Kedusha is only with regards to Eimayri Denoisai? Or could be La'olam, the Kedusha would be with regards to Mailanoisai also. The only reason it's not Mailanoisai is because then it doesn't have the Kedusha. It only has the Kedusha called Kama. It's being a Ge'eb Mizbech. But if it's not being a Ge'eb Mizbech, at that point, you don't have the Kedusha. The second R that they say over in Brisk is that the Briskerov was Medayek. Rashi starts off, HaMizbech Mekadesh Afilu Dover Pasol. Afilu Dover Pasol. It sounds like from Rashi that a Dover Kosher also has the halacha of Mizbeach Mekadesh. That says the Iker Perek, we're going to have to make believe we didn't learn today's daf for 1 minute. The Iker Perek of Mizbeach Mekadesh is talking about psulin, this psul, that psul, right? That's what's going on in the beginning of Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh. Is Mizbeach Mekadesh a Dover Kosher also? If something is not possible and it touches the Mizbeach, is it Mekadesh? You'll say, L'may nafkamini, what do you mean? Emolu lo yerdu, you have to leave it there. Kol HaNegev Mizbeach Yikdash. If I was learning Chumash, if we're being Mavis Hedra, I can hear a Shtar Kitzah. The Torah said, you touch the Mizbeach, you can't get off the Mizbeach. Once you're on the Mizbeach, you're going to go back now and become Chayil? Befried according to the Tzad and the Chakira, that once you go off the Mizbeach, you lose that Kedusha? Mechateis, you have a right to do that. You're on the Mizbeach right now, you stay on the Mizbeach. Is Mizbeach Mekadesh exclusive to Pasul, or is it true for Kasher as well? So Marnagri said, it's the first words of Rashi in the Perek. Afilu Davar Pasul. And from the words of Afilu Davar Pasul, it sounds very stark that Avada Davar Kasher. The Chiddush is Afilu Davar Pasul. The truth is, Biskarov said, it's come out before in the Rambam. The Rambam's in Hilchas Psuli HaMikdashim. It's in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam's talking about a live animal that went al-gabe ha-mizbech. Now we have to remember today's stuff a little bit. V'chein zvachim shchutin sha'olu l'gabe ha-mizbech. If you have a carbon that was already shachet or went al-gabe ha-mizbech, mafshit u'menateach b'mkoyman. You could do hefshet v'nituch b'reish ha-mizbech. Rambam picking sides, one man da amar in today's daf. Umayrid akravai, and then you take the kravayim off the mizbech. Umadicham b'mayim, you wash them. We saw that in today's daf too. That was the toisefta. V'chayzer umayla oisam, and then you put them back on the mizbech. Umayrid esar, you take down the ar. Ves habasar. V'nois noy lebayla. V'chayzer makter esashar. Says the Rambam. Umipnei malo yayrid akoyl. Why are you doing this for? You have an animal. The animal is a kosher animal. Zvachim shchutim sha'alu l'gabe ha-mizbech. There's no mention, wasn't a shchita balayla, wasn't chutzal zmari, chutzal koyma. It's a regular kosher animal. And it was al-gabe ha-mizbech. Says the Rambam, do the hefshet v'nituach bim koyma. Take the kravayim down. V'chayzum maylad oysam. This goes down, this goes up. The Rambam gives you a whole mahalach of how you do it. Fake the Rambam his own kasha. Umipnei malo yoyred akol. El yavshit v'yenatech b'roish ha-mizbeach. Why are you doing this? Shekol ha-roi li'ishim im olo l'roish ha-mizbeach lo yered. So the Briskerov said it's a Mefurish Rambam. The way the Rambam learned up the Maskon of today's daf, but it's a Mefurish Rambam that the Rambam says klar that the Allah of Kol Anegei Mizbeach Hikdash is not only true for Psulim, it's true for Ksheir Fakert. Afilu psulim, even a davar pasul shalom l'mizbeach. But avanda, as it relates to a davar kasher, you're going to have this halach. But there was one problem. There was one problem that the Briskerov had, and that is, how does it shtim with the Gemara that we learned today? Where the Gemara said, it says in the Mishnah, the kulon sha'alu l'roish chayim l'roish ha-mizbeach yert. Any animal that went on the mizbeach alive is yert. The Gemara assumed that it's talking about where the animal was kosher. And the Gemara said, pshita, it's so poshet that if the animal is alive and it's on the mizbeach, that the halach is going to be yerdu. Ad kidei kach, the Gemara assumed the chiddush must be not that when it's alive yerdu, but la'acha shchita afilu lifnei zriko it's lo yerdu. And to teach me v'kulon that a muri kachem kalosh alifnei zriko the halacha is imolu lo yerdu ulas halacha, right? And then the Gemara was shakel v'tari. That was the more complicated pshat of the part of today's app. But the bottom line is, the Gemara said that if it's kosher and it's alive, pshita di yerdu. Rashi says, it's the dritte breite shiran, da pehe amiral. Pshita de yerdu. Da chayzrim v'oilun la'acha shchita. Hayilu b'ksherin kaimi. It's pashit that the halacha is, that it's going to be yerdu. Why is it pashit? Because you'll be able to put it back on afterwards anyways. Hayilu b'ksherin kaimi. Because we're dealing where it's kosher. Said the Biskarov, Rashi seems to be saying, the reason it was pasha to the Gemara, that if the animal's alive and it's kosher, the halach is amalu yerdu, because amalu yerdu only makes sense if it's pasha. That's why we explain the Gemara, because that's the way Biskarov explained the Rashi, who's the mefarish of the Gemara. That once an animal is kosher, it doesn't make sense that it didn't should be amalu yerdu. Amalu yerdu comes from a need. The need is that if I take it off the mizbech, I won't be able to put it back on. I have no way to be mocked to this. So then we say, kol anegei b'mizbech yikdash. There's a haktaras psulim. But if I have a carbon that's kosher, that if I take it off the mizbech, I'll be able to put it back on the mizbech anyways. So then what's the whole point? If you look at the hemshech of the Gemara said, no, when it says, when it went chay al gabim mizbech, it's talking about where it was possible, and it's going Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. It's going Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, who holds Bedukin Shabayin, that Loch is Imalu Lo Yerdu. When Rashi explains that Gemara, Rashi goes again with the same knech. Zok Rashi, being that it's talking about where it was possible, v'chi machsin on lehu suloi maski. And now that it's possible, I'm going to take it off. I won't be able to put it back on. It's for that reason the Mishnah had to say afilu achi yerdu deim esbech mekadosh mechayim. But Al Kaponim said to Biskrov, the whole Rashi in this Gemara is learning up that whole shakta v'tayr. It's based on the fact that esbech mekadosh only makes sense where if I take it off, I won't be able to put it back on. Im olu la yerdu is a toitsa to say this more lomdish, from im yerdu lo yalu. But to the extent where if it was yerdu, it'd be yalu, you don't need im olu lo yerdu. What came first? Im olu lo yerdu, im yerdu lo yalu. Rashi's saying im yerdu lo yalu came first. That is what precedes the Malul Yerdu. But here's the bottom line. Said the Beskrov, it's a chayim of furish Gemara. It's a furish Gemara, the way Rashi was mafarish the Gemara, that the whole din of Malul Yerdu only makes sense when you're dealing with psulin. It doesn't make sense when you're doing with Kshem. Now, the emes is, it's a furish Gemara. So you have a shver Rambam, right? What are you going to do now with the Rambam? So the truth is, there'd be mokum to learn in Pshan in the Gemara that when the Gemara said Pshita, the Gemara didn't mean Pshita because of the fact that it's kosher. Because there's no dimizbech mekadosh when it comes to Kshem. You could have learned that when the Gemara said Pshita, the Gemara meant pshita because it's mechayim. Now, even though the Gemara is going to say in the Hemshech of the Sugya mechayim bepsul, mechayim bekashrus, that's where it's pshita. That's how you would have to learn the Gemara. The Gemara itself is not muchach Rashi's pshat, but Rashi did learn this way. And because Rashi did learn this way, so at the end of the day, it sounds like shitas Rashi is that there's no dimizbech mikadesh when it comes to ksherim. This is what the Briskarov was medayik in Rashi on Da Peheh Amud Aleph. The problem is we have a little bit of a stiris Rashi, because Rashi starts the perek hamizbech mikadesh afilu dover posel, which sounds like kolshken a dover kosher. Hey, Rashi himself is being mefarish the Gemara Peheh Amud Aleph that it's only true by a davar pasul where the halach is im yerdu lo yalu. But if it's a davar kosher, you're not going to have the din of im olu lo yerdu. So in Shir they say that it could be what Rashi meant when he said afilu davar pasul. He meant to say that even a davar pasul not has a din of im olu lo yerdu, but even a davar pasul has a din aktar. Hamizbech mekadesh afilu davar pasul sholu mizbeach, that it should be lachmish on mizbeach, that it should have a teiras aktara. Not lo yerdu, there's an isser to take it off. That's only true by a davar pasul, where it's you're not going to be able to put it back on. But afilu davar pasul is shayich to azam mitzias fin alachmish on mizbeach. That's how they dreyois. But the bottom line is, that's the second ha'ara, the third ha'ara. And this is the last, final, but the most important ha'ara. It's something we've spoken about already in the course of Masechta Zvachim. Rashi says, "Hamizbeach mikadosh afilu davar pasul sha'olu lemizbeach kitshei hamizbeach liyoseis lachmoy." Let me read the noise. What does that mean? Kitshei hamizbeach liyoseis lachmoy. The mizbeach is mikadosh the pasul liyoseis lachmoy. Even the word liyoseis, just grammatically speaking, is a little tricky. Liyoseis lachmoy. What does this mean? So I think it's kedai to just go through this for a minute, and that is, in the sugya mizbech mikdash, you see there's two levels. There's mizbech mikdash where the halach is a malul lo yerdu, but kashem shem olo yerdu, kachem yerdu lo yalu. Stating that, Ula's second big member of today's daf, Amar Ula lo yishanu elo shloy mashal ben ha'or. Avo mashal ben ha'or, over there the halacha is that it's going to be yalu. There's two levels in the world of mizbech mikdash. There's one level where the thing touches the mizbech. There it's Malul lo yerdu, but Yerdu lo yalu. And then there's where it's Mashal ben Or. When it's Mashal ben Or, now we're ready, we ratchet it up a whole nother level. Now it's Faker. Now it's Kishem Shemol lo yerdu. So too, it's going to be Yerdu yalu. It's going to go in the reverse. Now it's going to be Yerdu yalu. That means there's two levels over here. There's the level of Malul lo yerdu, and that's when it's just kol anegei b'mizbeach. And then there's where it's mashal ben ha'or, where it's even more than that. Now it's not only going to be a malul yerdu, now it's going to be a yerdu yalu as well. If you take a look at Rashi on Pehei Amid Beis, on Ula's memra, lo yishanu elosh loy mashal ben ha'or, avo mashal ben ha'or yalu, dibra maschu mashal ben ha'or. Zok tehe look at Rashi, koldu, as long as it makes a little bit of contact, then nasu lach mishal mizbeach. Because at that point, it becomes lach mishal mizbeach. It's mavur that the yisoid of mashal ben ha'or is that when it's mashal ben ha'or, at that point it becomes lach mashal mizbeach. And it sounds like the reason it's now going to be not only a malul lo yerdu, but also im yerdu yalu, is because when the Dover Karev becomes Lachmen Shal Mizbeach, now it has a din not only for malul lo yerdu, it also has a din for yerdu yalu, which would imply then, you have to work through this thought process, that where it only touches the Mizbeach, and it wasn't Mashal Ben Ha'or, at that point, it's not yet Nasa Lachmish on Mizbeach. At that point, all it is has some sort of Kedushas Mizbeach, and again, Mizbeach Yikdash, but Lachmish on Mizbeach now. That says, when it becomes Lachmish on Mizbeach, which happens when it's Mashal Ben Ha'or, it's in the fire, at that point, not only is it a Malul Lo Yerdu, it's going to be Yerdu Yalu as well.
When it only touches the Mizbeach, so there the Kiddush Mizbeach is not enough for a Malul Yerdu, because it's not Lachmish Mizbeach yet. It's going to be a Malul Yerdu, but it's not going to be Yerdu Yal. The Chakira that we spoke at earlier, that's the first of the three R's, but the bottom line is, there's two levels. There's the Im Yerdu Lo Yalu level, and then there's the Im Yerdu Yalu level. They're both in Olu Lo Yerdu. Sometimes you can put it back on, sometimes not. When it's Lachmish Mizbeach, then you put it back on. When it's not, not. That's posh, right? I don't think we said any great chidushim. We're just learning the sugya a little bit with a mefurish Rashi. That once it's mashal ben or nasalach mishal mizbeach, and at that point it's not only going to be a malo yerdu, it's going to be a mierdu yalu as well. One other hanacha, and that is Reb Chaim and Sefer. And we spoke at this Reb Chaim by Arichos on Daf Mem Gimel. Reb Chaim and Sefer, and this is in Hilchas Psulei Hamikdash and Perikim LaLacha Ches. Mamish the sugyas that we're learning right now. Reb Chaim said, Yesh lachker, what's the gather of Ula's halacha that when it's mashal ben ha'ur, it's nasalach mishal mizbeach? Reb Chaim had two tzedakot. One side Reb Chaim had was that the gather is that once it's mashal ben ha'ur, the psul goes away. And being that the psul goes away, so now you can go lechatchilu, you can put it on the mizbeach. Kishen shem olo yerdu, kachem yerdu, yal. Right? Because the mashal ben ha'ur, the fire of the mizbeach, the ish of the mizbeach, has an ability to go ahead and mamish make psulin completely go away. Ayesh Lema said Reb Chaim, the geder of Moshe ben Ur, where the din is going to be a Mierdu Yalu, is not because the fire of the Mizbeach makes the psul go away. The psul is still there. Nasalach Mishal Mizbeach means mit the psul, with all your chesroiness, with all the mishagasin, you still have a din to go on the Mizbeach. That's the aside. The aside is that you become lachmish on Mizbeach, there's a new parasha that's known as a Ketoras Psulim. Said Reb Chaim, it's klar vi the tug that you have the tzveta din. How do you know for sure you have the tzveta din? Because the Gemara had a man de masni asefa. Reb Chanin Mesura said that Ula's halacha was said not regarding the mishnah that we learned already, but the mishnah that we're going to learn. The mishnah that said, Hatzamos v'agid v'akrenai v'atlofayim, the halacha is that if it's pirshu, ordinarily you don't put it on the mizbeach. But if it was mashal ben or, then yeah. Said Reb Chaim, gidim hatzamos have no psul. There's nothing puzzle about it that says you can't go ahead and be makter it. What is the mitzias of Gidim and Atzamas? They're chaser in that they don't have a din haktara. There's no psul haktara. They just don't have a din haktara. They don't have a din haktara. And I feel hachi it's mavur. Once it's mashal ben or, at that point nasal achshem is becht. It's a din haktara. Said Reb Chaim, it's muchach from here that mashal ben or has an ability not just to remove chesroi noise, but to actually give you a din haktara. Meaning, what's the haktara of Gidim and Atzamas? It doesn't make any sense. Bishloim me'imurim psulim, the chefts of the imurim are shayach ta'aktara. Narvas, now they're apostles. So you'll tell me, Moshe Leno maybe removes it. But said Reb Chaim, Gidim Atzamas don't have a Torah ta'aktara. So what's this din now? Put it on the Mizbeach. Must be once something is in the fire of the Mizbeach, is in the clutches of the Mizbeach, now it gets a din haktara. That's what Nasalach Mishal Mizbeach means. And now there's a din to go ahead and be makter. Reb Chaim said, I'll bring you another raya. Nishpach domo. Nishpach Domo. There's a din of Nasa Lachmi Shom Mizbeach. Nishpach Domo, Lachmi Shom Mizbeach. Nishpach Domo doesn't have a psul. What's the problem where it's Nishpach Domo? Why can't you put the Imurim on the Mizbeach? Because it's Chaser Zrika. How would Lachmi Shom Mizbeach give you a Zrika that you lack? Bishlam, if it has a psul, it's Yoytze, it's Lon. Okay, so this removes Yoytze, it removes Lon. But Reb Chaim said, when it comes to Nishpach Domo, it's not that I have something I'm not supposed to have. I'm lacking something that I need. How's Lach? If Lach Misham Mizbeach is like Hagolah, right? Think about it. That's what it sounds like. It's a Moshe Ben Or, it's like Hagolah. It's like some super duper Hagolah. Okay, so you can be Magal me from today till tomorrow. If you're Magal something glass 100 times over, it's not going to become expensive china, right? It's not going to turn into gold or silver, right? It doesn't work that way. So if I'm going in, I'm being magal, something was felt in a mazrika, how's that gola giving me a zrika? So Reb Chaim said it's muchach from there. That together, there is for sure a din when it comes to lach mishal mizbeach, that it's not simply removing psulim. It's giving dinim. So Reb Chaim said, from Gidim Atzamas and Kronayim and Tlofayim, and from Nishpach Dom and some other psulim, it's muchach, that is the way it works. So he says, if that's the Kain, read Lashoni Azov Shor Reb Chaim. Dim Kain, Hare Lachoy Reposhet, the Hu Adin, for Hu Atam, Lachol Apsulim, Hodim Moshe Ben Ur Yalu Hu Mishum Denasa Lach Mishum Mizbeach. Because it gets a new Torah Saktar that Reb Chaim talks about over there, where it becomes a chefz of Nachman Shal Mizbech. But Al-Kopanim, it's before Reb Chaim was Mechiach this Yisoy. Reb Chaim was Mechiach this Yisoy. That once it's Moshel Ben Hur, at that point it becomes Nachman Shal Mizbech. Zoysoy Meres, it literally becomes something that's part of the Mizbech, which is Mechayev, a new Torah Saktar. Right, explain it one more time in a different nusach. This is very critical. Usually, when you talk about the haktar of a carbon, so the gedder of the haktar of a carbon is, I have a carbon, I have to do things with the carbon. I have to do a zrika with the dam, a shvich shirayim with the dam. I have to do achila with the bus. I have to do a haktar with the emurim. There's a regular teiras haktar. What's the mechayiv of the haktar? I brought this carbon. And one of the mitzvahs of this carbon is to go ahead and do a haktar with certain parts of this carbon. Lachmi shal mizbeach is a chiv haktar that's coming from a whole different place. It's a different mechayiv. It's like a different pasuk. It's a different mechayiv of haktar. It's not, oh, I brought a carbon and part of the carbon is a murin and memela, I have to go ahead now and I have to be makta those emurim on the mizbeach. It's that I have something that's lachmi shal mizbeach. The fire already, you know, started eating it. The lechem of the mizbeach, right? A crumb fell out of the mouth of the mizbeach. Kavayochel. You have to go ahead and you have to take and you have to put it back on. The mechayev of the haktar is not ichab gebrink tachatas memelo dafich. Oisfirm all the maisei chatas. No, the mechayev is it's lachmi shal mizbeach. But af mak design hazach was lachmi shal mizbeach. Now, when it comes to the ikedin haktar, it's only true for ksherim. When it comes to lachmi shal mizbeach, it's true even for psulim, and that's ulas halach. But that's the yisur. That's what Lach Mishal Mizbeach is. Said Mar Nagris. What's Mizbeach Mikadash? Mizbeach Mikadash is one step before Lach Mishal Mizbeach. The Yisoyed of Mizbeach Mikadash is, like Rashi says, Kitchaya Mizbeach Liyosei Slachmoy. When something personal touches the Mizbeach, it gets a Din Haktara. What's this Din Haktara? Not the Din Haktara from a regular parish of Haktara, because it's possible. You can't be Mekayim that Akhtar with something that's possible. Just like you can't do a Zrika with a double puzzle, you can't do Akhtar with a double puzzle either. But it gets a din to make it Lachman Shal Mizbeach. Now it's not Chal yet the Akhtar of Lachman Shal Mizbeach, because it's first going to be Lachman Shal Mizbeach when it goes into the fire. But it has the Kedusha where now there's an obligation to go ahead and make it Lachmet Shal Mizbeach. Lachmet Shal Mizbeach, it will be when it's in the fire. And once it's in the fire, now it's going to have that Teiras HaKtara. When it touches the Mizbeach, it gets a din to become Lachmet Shal Mizbeach. So Mizbeach Mekadesh, the din of Kol Nigei Mizbeach Yikdash, is very much talking to Ulas Halach of Moshel Ben Or. In fact, you know what came first? It's almost like Moshel Ben Or came first. Being that there's a musig of when it's Moshel Ben Or, it's Nasa Lach Mishal Mizbeach, which Reb Chaim learned up, there's a new parsha of Haktara called Lach Mishal Mizbeach Diga Haktara. It's for that reason, now there's a parsha of Kol Nigei Mizbeach Yikdash of Kimet Shalu Lo Yerdu, which states that when the Dover Apostle goes on the Mizbeach, now it has a din to become Lachmei Shal Mizbeach. So a Mizbeach Mekadesh is on some level a din haktara, right? It's not just leave it there, said the Brisker of. It's also not now I can go ahead and be Mekayim the regular Teiras Haktara. No way in the world. You're not going to be able to do that. What it is it's a new Parsha Saktara. New Parsha Saktara. Vushtet Anaya Parsha Saktara. That's Ulas Halach of Lachmei Shal Mizbeach. That Parsha Saktara, by the way, is a much more upgraded Parsha Saktara. That is not only a din of Amalu Lo Yerdu, that's a din of Afilu Im Yerdu Yalu, right? That's Mamish Teiras Saktara. When the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, it gets a din to go ahead and be Mekayim the Lachmei Shal Mizbeach the Haktara. So when the Mizbeach touches the Davar Pasul, it gets a din Haktara. What's the din Haktara? Make it Lachmei Shal Mizbeach. It's not Lach Mishal Mizbeach yet. It's going to become Lach Mishal Mizbeach when it goes in the fire. How do I know it's not Lach Mishal Mizbeach yet? Because when it's going to be Lach Mishal Mizbeach, it's going to be a Yerdu Yalu. And now it's Kishen Shemolo Yerdu Kachem Yerdu Lo Yalu. So it's not Yalu yet, but it got a Din Haktara. A Din Haktara to do what? Yena Haktara fin Lach Mishal Mizbeach. Which Reb Chaim was Mechadish and Sefer is a new Parshas Haktara. What was his Raya? His Raya was from Gidon HaTzomis. His Raya was from Nishpach Domim. And he said, if that's the case, in Harei L'Choyra Pasha Tehu Adin V'hu Atam L'Chol HaPsulim. That's always the way it works. There's a new, so I know there's a new Teiras Haktara. The Yisoyed of Emolu L'Yerdu is now it gets a Din to go ahead and do that Haktara. Is there ever a Metzias where I'm going to have a Din to do the Haktara of Lach Mishal Mizbeach? The answer is yes. Where is it?
A Mizbech Mekadosh, that's what it is. So Mizbech Mekadosh is not, just leave it there. That's for sure not what it is. It's also not, I can go ahead and do the regular, the hikter, no way. How can you be makter with a double pulse? No ritzui that's coming from this haktara. Avadi, you're not going to be able to do that. What it is a din haktara, not just leave it there, but not the regular din haktara, it's the haktara mechudeshes. What's that haktara mechudeshes called? It's called lach mishal mizbech. When does it become lach mishal mizbech? When it's mashal ben or. Now it's not lachmai. Now it gets a din to become lachmai, which is just another way of saying a din to do this haktara psula. That's Rashi's lashon. Afilu davar pasul she'olam mizbech. It didn't become lachmoy, but the heft of the kiddush is go make a lachmoy. That's what it is. Go do a lachmoy diga haktar. Not just leave it there. Go ahead and do a lachmoy diga haktar. The one ha'ara that has to be jumping through the Zoom right now. This is one ha'ara. And that is that we're saying that the mahalach of how mizbech mekadosh works is it's mekadosh it, so it. You have a din haktara to go ahead and do a lachmai diga haktara. It's not lachmai. It's first going to become lachmai where? It's first going to become lachmai when you actually have mashal ben or. But right now, it has a din to become lachmai. L'chayra, how does this stem with Ula's memra? Amar Ula, emuri kachem kalem shehelon lifnei zrikas damim layerdu nasu lachmai shal mizbeach. It certainly sounds like from Ula. As soon as the emurim go on the mizbeach, it becomes lachmai. You don't have to wait until it's mashal ben or in order to become lachmai. It becomes lachmai right then and there. So I was discussing with Shlomo Zalman this morning. He said, in Shir they say, there are beryl asses kasha to the brisker rav, and this has an ensuing, a tremendous tumult with regards to this kasha. The kasha is a good kasha. L'chayra, Ula seemed to say nasa lachmi shal mizbech yesh lechalek v'yesh laharich b'zay harbe. Rebbeinu asks this kasha tomorrow in Agris. This is definitely an appropriate kasha, but at the end of the day, the lumdus doesn't change. The lumdus is that the way mizbech mekadosh works is it's not just a din emalul yerdu, but it's a mechayev of aktara, not the regular teres aktara, but rather it's a mechayev of this new parish of aktaras psulim. And again, now that we went through the 3 hours, let's chazer Rashi. A mizbech mekadosh zok teilig Rashi afilu. I feel a davar puzzle, and certainly a davar kasha. Sounds like there's a dim is bech mekadosh even by a davar kasha. Why would that be a chiddush? Because maybe mizbech mekadosh is only negeya where I won't be able to put it back on. But if I can put it back on, maybe not. So Rashi, even a davar puzzle, kol anegeya mizbech yikdash. But for sure, kol anegeya mizbech yikdash is going to be true for a davar kasha, and it's mefurish that way in Hilchas Psulei HaMikdashim, Perikim HaLacha Gimel, Rambam, the way the Brisker Rav was Medayikit. Rambam said it so clear that it's true even when it comes to Ksheir. The problem is that Rashi L'Kamam Peyam Adalv seems to say not that way. And the way the Brisker Rav learned up Rashi. No, you have to be Madchik maybe. I feel a davar puzzle, not that there's a din of Loyerdu, but I feel a davar puzzle has a Tiras Haktar. But either way, I feel a davar puzzle. Sha'ol the Mizbeach, Kitchay HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach is Mekadashit, Leyase Slachmoy. Not Mekadashit, just leave it there. And not Mekadash. Shit, that now I could do the regular aktar. Liosis lachmai. I should be able to do the lachmai the aktar. What's lachmai? See Rashi up ahead on the regarding the other member of Ula. The Emay read the noisai. But where's the negay la maisa the ketusha? At the end of the day, Mizbech Mekadosh is negay one thing and one thing only. It's negay of Emay read the noisai. Abi kishen shemal lo yeredu kachem yeredu lo yalu. And here too we have the grace of Hakira. Is the reason because it only has the kedusha as long as it's on the Mizbech. Once it comes off the Mizbech, it loses the kedusha. So mail it doesn't pass anymore yeredu yalu. Or could be the kedusha comes gay. You're always going to have the Kedusha. It's just that the din of the Kedusha, the Pirish, the Halacha, the Maitza that comes from this Kedusha is only Negeo im Alula Yerdu. It's not Negeo im Yerdu Yalo. Either way, we just learned one Rashi. One Rashi, the very first Rashi of Perek Mizbech, Mekadosh.